I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode on Hey Spirit. It's a very unique session today, and it was so amazing. There were three people in the session. We had Melanie, Rachel, and Sarah. And no idea knowing what I was going into. And I have to say, you know, sometimes when there's so much negativity, you know, going on around us, whether it's our own lives or tragedy, I have to say this family's reading was so special and refreshing in the way of the laughter, the personality, the way their loved ones channeled, and then even souls that came through that nobody ever in a million years would ever expect to come through. So if you're feeling a little down today or a little rut, this week's episode of Hey Spirit will absolutely put a smile on your face. I hope you will enjoy this refreshing session and episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. So who do we have here today? We have Melanie.
That's me.
Rachel.
Sarah.
Nice to meet you, ladies. The thing that I explain to when we have more than one person in a reading is what can happen if you have other people that might step in that are not, you know, connected to who you thought might come through. Do not be afraid to speak up, because I have no control over who comes through, what they have me say or not have me say. So Melanie, I could be addressing you and you might be saying, oh, that doesn't sound like me. But someone else might say, oh, that's how I feel, or that sounds like what happened with me. So right. It's very important to speak up. You're either in or you're out. Sometimes even if you're in another room, spirit will find a way to drag you into the reading. So it doesn't matter.
We've watched all of your shows, so we're quite familiar.
Well, thank you very much for all your support, because I always say without you, I couldn't do what I do. So I appreciate all your support.
And your books are fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
My favorite books, I shouldn't say my favorite books, but I love them all for different reasons. But like Good Grief, I just feel is such a good book to give people tools and maybe just a start on something, you know? So
absolutely.
Good. I'm glad. So I am going to say this. The room is pretty full when I got to the other side. Sometimes I only see like one or two souls. I want to talk about the dad that is departed. How do you connect with the dad that's departed?
That would be my father.
Okay. And is your mom departed as well?
Yes.
Okay. Because she went, what do you mean they started? And your father looked at me and said, oh my God, here she comes. Hurry up. Everybody say what you got to say before she comes to the front of the room. It's almost like I know who rules the roost over there. But I felt like who passed from the chest or couldn't? Because what happens is a soul will bring me through their departure. So they will make me feel what they felt as they left the physical world.
my dad had a heart attack.
So know that he says, I don't want you to feel that you could have prevented my departure. Or if, because your mom's like hitting him, you stubborn fool. So I don't know if there were things that we feel that we could have done or he could have done that could have prevented his departure. Do you understand that?
Yeah, she lives with that.
But it's very interesting that souls, when they show me certain things where we feel, now again, you have to interpret this. When a soul says, I died on my terms, and then they show me when they bring me into an operating room and they never make it out. That's my symbol for that. Even if we talked them into something, that doesn't mean that they still would have lived here in the physical world. It doesn't mean that they never would have died. We might have been left with a burden of saying, oh my God, I never should have talked them into that. He never should have had that procedure. And here your dad is saying, I died on my terms.
He definitely did. That? He definitely did.
Did your dad wear like either suspenders or he showed me like a unique outfit and I don't know how to describe this. I don't. So I'm going to say suspenders. I don't know what it is, but I don't feel like it's something common that people would wear.
He didn't wear suspenders, but there was something that he wore.
Is it unique or different? Like, it's not a common thing.
It's not a common thing.
It's not like, oh, I would wear a flannel shirt. Like, that's common.
No.
So I don't know what he's trying to show me. This is what I say about, I'm very honest when spirit, I know he's trying to show me something. I don't know what it is. So he said, I dressed very different and he showed me suspenders. Cause I don't think suspenders, people wear them on their wedding day, maybe. Like, it's not something common. So I asked him to validate that I interpreted correctly and he made me feel like he was wearing something different. Okay.
I wish you were more specific.
Well, I know. I know what it is.
I know what it is too.
So now did you lay him to rest differently as well? Cause what he did is he stepped forward in a 3-piece suit. He spun around in like a plain button down shirt and slacks and like not a lanyard. I don't know what it is. It's something like a cowboy or something. What are those things called?
Is it a lariat or
something like that? Like a thing, but I don't know. So did you lay him to rest differently?
Our background is Jewish.
Okay.
So he would have just been dressed.
Okay. So that's right. So different
to, in gauze.
Perfect. It's different from my experience.
Yes.
So know that he supports on how he was laid to rest. I don't know if it's because someone could not make his services or they didn't get to see him, whatever it is. He says, I support on how you laid me to rest. Do you understand that?
Yes,
definitely.
Okay. Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Was there a tree planted in memory of your loved ones?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I interpreted it correctly.
Yes.
Are you not speaking to someone in the family or is there a separation within the family?
No.
No.
What are you thinking?
You and Dad.
No, we speak.
Okay.
We don't get along great, but we speak.
Okay. I'm going to say this. Was there something where there was a disagreement or we did not like the way that someone handled something after the loss of a loved one?
Oh, after the loss of a loved one.
Meryl and the painting.
I mean, probably.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Look, when spirit brings up things like this, what this validates is that the souls know what has gone on. Do you understand that?
Yes.
This, and it also validates because I kind of felt like I kind of was like, I am not dealing with you at this time. This is not even worth it. And I feel like I kind of let it go or whatever it may be. Know that they support you in your decision, however you handled it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Did I already ask you, your mom is passed, correct?
Yes.
Were you looking of something of hers?
I was.
Okay. Because when spirit puts me in front of a jewelry box and they have me sifting through things and I get all nervous, oh my God, I can't find it. Where's this? What's that? Know that her soul was with you at that exact moment. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it was this morning, actually. I was looking at it in a jewelry box for something of hers.
So know that her soul was with you. And I don't know if you didn't find what you were looking for or...
I didn't.
Okay. When spirit shows me a red pouch, that's just my symbol for that you'll find it. Mm-hmm. When they put me in like a field, that's my symbol for it was lost, stolen, or someone pawned it, whatever it is. But I wasn't in the field. I was, she showed me the red pouch. And I almost feel like once you go back and you kind of look for it calmly, you'll find it.
Yeah.
She's trying to tell me that she has the most beautiful jewelry. She has these beautiful brooches.
Yeah. Yeah. Spot on.
Are they very unique, the brooches?
Yes. Yeah.
She's like showing, because usually when a soul wants to, meanwhile, your dad is now rolling his eyes. He's like, this is what you're going to waste Teresa's time with. And your mother's going, Teresa will appreciate this. Give me a minute.
Oh my gosh.
Usually a soul will just show me like a cameo if they want to talk about a brooch. She showed me like peacock with all these beautiful colors and like this butterfly. They're very ornate and unique. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So validating.
You want to show her?
Well, I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, and you hid it from me.
She hid it from you, Teresa.
Melanie! Get Melanie out of this reading. Who invited her?
This was one of her brooches. I made it into a necklace. But I mean, there's so many of them, Teresa.
But you have to understand, this is not something common. You stated it before we started. You've been to my shows. You've watched Long Island Medium.
Yeah.
It's not something common.
Yeah, and this is an opal on the bottom. And this is turquoise.
You know what's so funny? So we remember we watched an episode of yours and we're like, somebody hid something from Teresa one time. We should just try it to see.
I am shocked. And you ladies look very sweet, very nice. And you're hiding shit on me. Okay, I got it. I see Rachel's not saying anything. Rachel is like, I didn't. Rachel, I'm out of this. Right.
Exactly. They're the troublemakers, not me.
But this is the thing. And, you know, some people, and I also explain this because sometimes people might, quote unquote, hide something. It may not mean to see something to see if their loved ones talk about it. I might not understand what it is either. So, you know, those things are great. And especially in this moment, because mom validated several things with this brooch, especially changing it. Supporting the choice and decision of the brooches. And I feel like your dad rolling his eyes like, oh, you're bothering Teresa with this. And this is her. She's going to love this. And I do. I love it because it validates that your mom was with you, knowing what you're wearing, knowing how you changed it, but also more importantly, how you treasure everything that she had, because she's showing me again, like jewelry boxes and brooches, and there's even costume jewelry in there that's not even worth any money, but no, there's no monetary value, but they were so important to her that you kept them. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Validating that her soul was with you and supports the choices and decisions of also, I guess, separating her jewelry and her things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She also held up a knitted blanket and then placed it to the side. So the knitted blanket means several things. It means that either you have her blanket, she knitted and or crocheted, but the placing to the side means that she's not cold anymore. So did she complain about being cold prior to her departure?
She was always cold.
Validating that she is not cold anymore. See me? I'm going to come through in a bikini because I'm always hot. I don't know if it's the menopause, but I'm always sweating. So I am never going to say I'm cold.
I love it.
Now, I don't know. Did your mom was ill prior to her departure. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did she have something unique or that wasn't common? I keep getting this thing where she makes my legs feel numb. Like I don't know if I'm bedridden or I just can't get around well. But then there's also something throughout my blood system. So I don't know if she had some type of like a leukemia or there was cancer or something that ran from head to toe.
No, she actually died from a stroke. within a week after having the stroke, but she did have an illness her entire life.
Okay. So that, just so you understand why she showed me blood from head to toe, because it means whatever it is, it affected her throughout her entire body. See how your dad just made me feel the chest and I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So it's validating that, because I feel like, I don't know, like, because your mom is just like, she's so adamant about like, no matter, I feel like no matter what was going on in my life, I tried to be positive, but it wasn't so easy for me all the time. But I always, it was almost like I would never know that she was sick. Does that make sense? Or what she was going through.
Yeah.
Or really what she was feeling.
We as children knew what was going on, not to the extent that it was, but to the outside world, people didn't know.
But even to you, you wouldn't know. To the extent.
We didn't know to the extent. As kids, we didn't know. You're right.
So that's why she made me feel like I was always so either positive or like try to live this life. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Of, I don't want to say perfectness, but like there was nothing wrong. Like everything was fine. Everything's okay. Right? So your mom looked at me and she says, you know, Teresa, she goes, I never gave up. I fought my entire life.
Yeah.
I fought my entire life. And then she looked at me and she says, you know, but I was getting tired, but I didn't know how to, how do I say this? I don't, it was almost like she goes, I was never going to give into anything that I struggled with. It was almost like she kind of put it in God's hands.
Well, she had colitis her entire life. And lived with that from the time she was a child.
But it was very tough. It wasn't something easy to live with, right?
Well, they didn't have any cure for it. They didn't have any treatment for it. And
but here she is making me feel like I was tired.
She was.
So she was. Exhausting from it.
It was. She had to have the operation where you wear the pouch on your
because
side.
She said to me, she says, I said, because I said, well, what did you mean you put it in God's hands? She said, and I said, if I couldn't continue to live my life the way that I wanted to, she says, I would be ready whenever he wanted to take me home.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Then she looks at me, she goes, but I never gave up.
Right.
Never
That's
gave
true.
Up.
That's true.
And I feel like she's such a proud, like, but she's such a proud woman, but she carries herself with such dignity and grace and just like flawless. And she's just.
Yeah.
She was gorgeous.
It's amazing on how, you know, she's like, and if I couldn't be like this, I wouldn't want to be any other way.
Yes.
Did you find, your dad, was your dad funny?
Yeah.
Your dad, he just yelled from the back of the room. He goes, yeah, tell Teresa all the money you spent and you never wore anything. Yeah. I go, what? So did you find things in your mom's closet or must have things that would say like brand new that she never wore or?
Yeah, or had tags on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your dad is totally throwing her under the bus for that. Like,
I love that.
But that's something you, because I said to your mom, I said, you know, you're showing me something that I don't know. Did she lose a sibling at a young age?
She did.
Because I said, why do you keep showing me this? Like, I don't know what this is.
And, you know, I never even knew that until later in life that my grandmother lost a child that would have been my mother's younger sister.
Because she kept telling me, tell them I have the sister with me. And I'm like, all right, just wait. And then your father's like, you better just say it, Teresa, because she's not going to stop bugging you until you say it. But your dad is so funny. He's so funny. But in this very, like, calm way.
Yeah.
Like he's not dramatic with his funniness. He's very drunk. Like he just says it, but you can't help but laugh.
Right.
So validating that her sister is with her.
Wow. That's amazing.
And then I feel like your mom was like, did you find out other things about the family?
Yeah. Yes.
This is your father. Teresa, years ago, we just let the dead rest. He goes, today, they got to do all these DNA testing. They got to do this. They got to do that.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious.
And he's going, rest in peace, your father. He's hilarious. So
yeah, look, he's so funny.
Whatever it is, just know that, and I'm going to say they, because what happens is, and it's not just your mom and your dad. I feel like your grandparents are there. The sister is there. There's all these souls together. There's even a brother figure over there as well. And they're all standing together and they say, we know and we're sorry that maybe we found out things, but then here's your dad. But who would have known? Like, I feel like, okay, you ever hear like they were like, and all I'm going to say is what they're showing me, this is my symbol for it. And this doesn't mean that this happened to you, but it's my symbol for that things were, that we found out about our family that no one knew. I found mm-hmm. out several, couple of years ago that we have a first cousin. No one knew.
Right.
And it was a crazy thing on how she found out that she was part of our family, and it was a blessing. Mm-hmm. So it's when they show me that, it's just my symbol that we found out something that we were all maybe taken aback by. Fair enough?
Yes. Yes.
Knowing that they know, and I don't know, I feel like some people were on board, some people weren't.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So no, it's their way of acknowledging that they understand and support the way that we are handling it. But we also have to kind of look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's almost like they're, and again, I'm saying they, because I almost want to say your dad's telling me this, but they all stand together. It just means that it all comes from them, you know, and not to justify anything, but years ago, decades ago, things were very different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't, and I don't feel that this was anything like really something very like nobody really knew. This is the way that we did things back then, whatever it is or was. Fair enough?
Yes.
And your mom just said, let's just count our blessings. Mm-hmm. Let's just count our blessings. We can't change what happened. We can't change other people's choices and decisions. We only have control over our own and our future. Now, who kept your mom's china or your grandmother's? So I feel like they're showing me like china trimmed in gold. And then they show me like these little special glasses. And a china closet. So there has to be also generations of either china, silver, glasses, like cordial glasses.
Sorry, it's just incredible.
We kind of split that up, but I have her china and it's like beige with gold.
Got it. It's just her way of validating, thanking you again for keeping the things that really have no monetary value, but meant the world to her. But I also feel like there were things handed down from generations. Maybe you even kept things that really don't go with your decor or that you might not even like. But validating, thank you for keeping those things. I don't know, did somebody just find a bunch of things that they had? Because they brought me to all these cardboard boxes. And I almost felt like, I don't even know what's in these boxes. So was someone contemplating donating some things that were our loved ones?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I know my sister.
Who's Rachel? How do you fit in? Okay.
I'm her daughter, the oldest daughter.
The, okay. So do you have things of your grandmother's that you are like, oh, I wonder what this is. I kept this. Maybe I don't really want this anymore.
Some paintings.
Okay.
So, yeah.
This doesn't mean you get rid of them. This doesn't mean you hold on to them forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you haven't even shared with anyone, right?
No, not. I mean, she knows because I don't like it, but it's. But I still have it.
I don't like.
Don't you dare.
But it's validate. your necklace. So then you keep them, Mel.
Exactly. Exactly. Why am I stuck with it?
I just hilarious. Said, I don't think a soul ever yet. Like, I feel like he catches me so off guard, your dad. It's hilarious. But so like, look, and I'm always very adamant about this. When souls bring up things that we're thinking about doing, even when they bring up things like if we don't get along with someone in the family or we're not speaking, it doesn't mean that you're right, they're wrong, or vice versa. What spirit is doing is they're bringing up knowing what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. And would support the choice and decision if you chose to donate the paintings. It doesn't mm-hmm. mean that you have to or that you should. It's just they see on how it's not serving you
right.
the purpose that someone else could get enjoyment out of.
I wish we could be more specific, then you'd really get it. But
should we?
What do you mean? Look, even if your mom painted them.
She did.
She did.
And they were her paintings. Yes. Okay.
It was a portrait of herself. So
there's a few of them. And one of them, she's holding brooms and buckets. And, you know, it was like, I forget what it's even called.
I don't know.
But, I mean, it's freaky.
But how? It's not a coincidence that your mom is bringing this up.
Yeah.
I don't think there are many people that paint them. I mean, they're just showing me things that you wanted to get rid of, that they would support the decision if you chose to let go of them.
Right.
Right? And now here she is. Now we're down to paintings, and she painted them. And I understand the emotional attachment to it. And that's why this has to be someone's free will choice. And it's her way of saying, I see how you don't value it the way I did.
Well, she's grown a lot on the other side then.
I'm going to say 1,000%. And she says, I'd rather you replace it with something that you do love and remember about me. Mm. Whether it be a poem or a picture or right. something that she just loved.
Right.
Validating that she would support that decision if that's what you chose.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Who had the baby since mom's departure?
I have.
Perfect. So know that your mom, is there more than one?
No.
Or is someone planning on having a baby or?
One.
Just the one.
Okay. Well, the reason why I said that was because she showed me that there was a child here, and then she showed me a boy and a girl. So that's why I said that was there more than one child.
Well, there was Cammy.
Did she meet Cammy?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's another girl.
But they're two girls.
Okay. So know that it is her way of validating that she held the souls before coming here into the physical world and knows of the children and watches over them. Did one of your girls talk or make reference to her or about maybe your grandparents?
Yes, all the time. And she just turned 3.
So know that she's not crazy. It's not her imagination. Know that because young children, it's easier for them to sense and feel the souls of the departed because their minds aren't bogged down with busyness and burdens.
Yeah.
Children literally say the darndest things, right?
Yeah.
They say whatever it is that they sense and feel, validating that they are with you at that exact moment. Mm-hmm. Now, was there a special chair or a piece of furniture that you have that was your mom's or your dad's or something where they would always sit?
Yes.
Okay.
And you kept that? You have it?
Yes.
Because I hear your dad, I said your mom and your dad, because your dad's like, get out of my spot.
Yeah, that's literally it.
So know that whoever sits there, whatever it is, knowing that he's teasing and knowing that how we kept this and we sit there, we think of him, and your dad literally looked at me, goes, you know, Teresa, goes, you know, the greatest thing about my family, they talk about us as if we're still here.
Yes.
So know that when you do that, know that their souls are with you at that exact moment. Melanie, were you just telling stories about your grandparents?
Yes.
Because they just started stepping forward.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, who are they? And your mom went, come meet our parents.
Right.
And she's like, Melanie was just telling everyone about them.
Yes.
So validating that their souls were present and thanking you for remembering.
Oh my gosh.
The good old days.
Wow. Yeah. I treasured my relationship with them immensely because mom was sick and grandma stepped in.
Is there something like, I don't know if you make like a rice pudding or like a bread pudding or something that your grandmother used to make?
There's a couple of recipes that I make of hers, you know.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Chicken soup, pot roast. What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Is there something else like more like a dessert thing that you would have at a holiday?
I don't make it, but she had a chocolate cake recipe that
perfect.
For years we wanted somebody to be able to duplicate, but none of us know how to bake.
It's never going to happen.
No, it isn't.
It's not going to be as good as hers.
No, it's not.
So validating, thanking you for keeping the family traditions. It means so much to them. This, for some reason, Melanie, is really touching my soul in a very different way in this moment in your reading where I think it's so important because I think it's something that people don't get to experience. I know what that's like to have a relationship with my grandparents. When I lost my grandparents, I was in my 40s. It was like losing my parents.
Yes.
And to have that, people don't have that. They don't get that opportunity. But not only that, but to have the values and the morals and the traditions of the family.
And Rachel is their great granddaughter.
Right. And here she is doing all of these things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So know that they're thanking you for that, on how you remember and honor them in that way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That means more to them than anything. And your mom turned to your father and said, don't even say that means more than the brooches. They're so adorable together. They have this banter that is just, it's so refreshing. I'm going to use that word refreshing because you could feel the love.
Yeah.
But like you could tell that your dad knows how to get under your mom's skin. Like he knows what buttons to push. Cause I just watched your mother go over to your father and she goes, you know, Teresa has your number. Don't think that you're pulling one over on her, you know?
Absolutely.
And I think that what I love about your mom, especially that she has had a lifelong illness, if I might say, that she had to really mask in a way for decades.
Yes.
And did it with such dignity and grace. And, you know, and she says, I am so sorry that you feel that I went so quickly.
Yes.
She says, and I want you to know that all of the choices and decisions that you had to make connected to my departure, that I support them.
Oh, that's great.
I actually see you actually saying goodbye to her and telling her that you don't want to let her go.
Oh.
But it's time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your mom says, Melanie, I am sorry that you were the one to have to make these decisions.
Well, my brother and sister were there with me, but when she passed away, I was holding her hand. And I could feel her leave her body.
So know that what you felt was real, and she's thanking you for telling her that it would be okay.
Yeah.
Did you tell her to go look for Dad?
You know, we used to tease her about that all the time.
Because usually they'll just show me the greeting and she's like, tell her that she didn't have to tell me to look for Dad because he was there waiting.
Mm.
Know that he was there for days.
That would be him.
And know that he just sat quiet. I can see he was there a chair in that room as well?
Yeah.
Do you recall?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I could see this chair. So know that your dad's soul was waiting for her. And it was almost like there's something I really don't see often. I'll see a soul standing at the end of the bed, but literally I saw your dad's soul sitting in the chair. And when it was time, when you held her hand and told her that it was okay to let go.
Yes.
Is when your dad's soul stood up, stood at the end of the bed, and waited for her soul to leave her physical body. Mm-hmm. So it's almost that her soul moved through you and then went with Dad.
We could feel his presence in the room.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We could. Yes. We knew he was there.
Wow.
We were all, and the whole family was there, you know, her children, grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that he was there. We could feel him.
See, and here we were talking about before where people don't have that. People don't get that experience either.
Yeah. You know?
Some people can't handle it.
Yeah.
But as hard as it was, your mom just showed me, Melanie, how you carry that as a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
So know that she says, as beautiful and as special and hard as it was for you to let me go.
She was hanging on. She was hanging on. And we knew there was no way out of the situation she was in.
She says, I let go because you gave me the strength to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew when you told me that it was time, that was time to go.
That's fabulous.
You know, who was trying to fix her hair?
It was probably my sister.
Because she's like, you could have fixed my hair a little bit better. It was a little flat over here. And she's going like this to my hair. I feel like that's her. That was like her way of lightening it up, or like her sense of humor, in a sense.
Yeah, wow. Teresa, she had a flat head. The back of her head was flat.
Stop.
And so she was constantly trying to tease it and get, you know.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I feel like, but there's this tender moment with your dad where he's like, but look how beautiful you look.
Yeah.
I feel like she had this porcelain skin. Like,
yes.
She just looked beautiful. No matter how sick she was, she always looked so beautiful.
Yeah.
And to watch that from your dad, to have that gentle moment with her, was something so unique and very special.
Mm-hmm. She was gorgeous.
Okay, so why would she show me this? Do you have, and excuse me if this is not the correct term, is it the Torah, the Seder book? Well, you would say a Passover?
Yes, we use their Passover Seder book.
Perfect.
It's coming up. It's in a couple of weeks, and we always use that.
Know that they want to thank you for that, knowing that they know how you still use that, incorporate that, how important that is to you and to your family.
That's beautiful.
Do you know someone? I'm going to go back to, there's two souls here. Do you know someone that lost their husband? I don't care if it's a neighbor. I don't care if it's someone you work with.
You probably do.
I mean, it was a friend that passed away, a girlfriend. She lost her husband here recently. But I mean, I'm not really good friends with her.
How do you know her?
Well, I knew her husband more. We used to work together.
Okay, because I felt like it was through work.
Yeah, so we used to work.
Look, I don't want you to take this as a burden that you have to deliver. The, if you run into her and you feel that the opportunity presents itself, he made his presence known. He tried to step forward earlier. Remember when I was talking about before, I felt like I had to remove myself? No, it just means that it wasn't someone directly connected to you and your family. Know that he was just making his presence known, that his soul is at peace and safe with God.
Mm. Okay. That's amazing.
And I don't know why that's important, but he made me feel like it was very important for you to know that.
Well, he was only 43 when he passed away, and it was sudden.
So know that he says, my soul is at peace.
Okay.
Did you do something at work for him? I don't know. Did you like take up a collection, or was there something that you said?
No.
He just said to me, yes. Okay. So
I know someone who lost their husband, but she's passed away since then as well.
Did you do something for the family? Did you take up a collection? Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. This is what happens. This is what people also don't understand. Souls will band together if they can deliver many messages. Okay. When I understood, yes, Rachel was able to connect with that, but I felt that there was more to it. They showed me that somebody did something either for the family, they took up a collection. I don't care what they did, but this is you, Melanie. You did this for your friend's family?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, her husband passed away suddenly. She was going through ALS, and that's who was taking care of her.
Okay, so this is what I remember. I was getting that paralyzation thing before.
Oh. Oh my gosh, that's Sharon.
Know that she wants to thank you.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
For always being there for her and her family.
Wow.
She looked at me and she said, Teresa, I was so afraid to die.
Mm-hmm.
She says, but if I knew that it was going to be this peaceful, mm-hmm. I would not have been this afraid.
She was a beautiful person. And yes, we worked together and we had known each other as kids, but really became close as we worked together.
Your mom was bringing her forward and I couldn't separate them.
My mother knew her parents and her parents are still alive. So I need to bring that message to her parents. Yeah.
So please know that her soul is free and at peace and not remembering her in that way.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, it was, my God.
It was a horrible way to go.
Oh. How do you connect with the number 9? Did she have the... I don't know if it's like if you can connect with the month of September, if it was like 9 years, 9 months, or if she suffered for that long.
My birthday's in September.
Oh, perfect. That's fine. I just wanted to make sure I interpret it correctly.
Yep.
Was there a sister in that family that's still here as well?
She has a younger sister.
She says, please tell my sister.
That's true. I will.
I want to thank her. Because I don't know who used to play music for her. Like, I feel like everyone was just so, like, always uplifting for her. Like, played music or read her stories or would just come in and talk to her as if she was fine.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing wrong. She wasn't sick or anything.
That's true. We worked together at a television station.
Did you write a speech or something? Or did you speak?
There were several people who did. Oh. And we had a group that we put together.
Oh, the songbirds.
That was called Sharon's Songbirds.
Perfect. Because I didn't know what it was. So know that she wants to thank you.
Sharon would make up songs. Sharon always made up songs to different melodies. You know, so she was a beautiful, beautiful person.
Do you connect with the color blue or something with bluebirds?
Blue is my favorite color.
Oh, perfect. I'm also going to say this: look for the color blue, as far as like whether it be like a blue bird, or I feel like she presents herself to you in a very colorful way. So maybe it's even maybe a rainbow, where I feel she keeps showing me this like a blue jay or like a, some type of bluebird.
Okay.
Oh, she's telling me something about, you know, that is true, that song, Pennies from Heaven. So does someone find dimes?
Mm-mm. I never
have. Who finds the dimes? Okay. Don't be surprised if you start to find dimes. Know that they're from her.
Oh my gosh.
But they're going to be in odd places. It's going to be like something like you like be walking and then all of a sudden you look down in the parking lot and there might be like a penny or a dime and be like, that's weird. Know that that's a sign from her that she's with you. Mm. And again, it's her way of thanking you. Because she looked at me and she says, you know, she says, Mel didn't have to do the things that she did for my family.
Yeah.
She says, and I really appreciate and love her more than anything.
It was.
It's almost like I feel, I would swear, Melanie, that you lost a sister. That's how I feel.
Yeah, it was. Her. It was in the Jewish faith. We have a word called mitzvah, which is doing good deeds. And for me, it was like such an honor to be able to do that for her. And we raised money, you know, to help her through the expenses.
Amazing.
And there were walks that were put together in her honor.
They're still happening.
And they're still happening now.
Wow.
Yeah. They're still happening now. Once a year, there's a walkathon that's in her honor.
So know that she knows and wants to thank you.
That's sweet.
Did somebody just lose their dog?
Not recently, but.
Well, whose dog passed?
I had a dog actually 2 days ago. It was her 7-year anniversary that she had passed away.
So no, listen, to some people, they might not even remember that. Do you understand that? And you knew right 2 days ago was the anniversary of your dog's passing.
Yeah.
So know that they bring forward your dog, validating that the souls are all together.
My grandma.
And I'm going to say this.
Grandma
still
loved
miss,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still have the dog's belongings, like some things, like maybe a toy or a collar?
I have an urn,
bed or urn.
And her collar, you know, I still have.
Because I still feel like you can't believe she's gone.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah. And my grandmother loved that dog. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Amazing. Did you get another dog, though?
I did, and now
did you have to get rid of it, or
I did when I had my baby? It was too much.
Literally, she said to me, she got another dog, but the dog was not as good as me. Was a pain in the ass. She had to get rid of the dog.
Very much so.
So Sarah has the dog.
It's my responsibility.
Yeah. It's an adorable
love her,
dog.
Though. Yeah, she's the best.
You can't make this up. This is all I'm saying.
That's
and
amazing.
I feel like, but Melanie, your parents, Sarah and Rachel, your grandparents are like, this is what it is to be part of our family.
Yeah.
Teresa, you better get used to it. Because literally, I feel like we're meeting.
Right.
Like your dad is telling me, Melanie, like I'm part of the family now. Like you better get used to it, Teresa, because this is the way it's going to be. Because when you go to Florida, you're going to have to go. You got to do this.
Yeah.
You got to, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to come.
Oh my gosh.
Hilarious. Yes. Oh my God.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I have to find out, and I don't mean to sound so naive, like, I don't know what is... If you had polio, does that affect your body, like movement?
I think it affects your nervous system, doesn't it?
I don't know.
For people that have had polio, where you
want me to look it up real quick?
Would that like be like ALS?
I would think.
Could you interpret it this? Because I find this interesting, and I'm going to say this, Melanie, because I'm doing this for decades. Nobody has ever made me feel or tell me that they passed from something like polio.
Mom had a stroke and she couldn't move.
Well, it says that it causes a muscle waste and paralysis in the legs.
My mother couldn't even speak. You know, she had a major stroke.
And I'm going to say this now. I don't know who you were in hopes for coming through today. Fair enough. You didn't even tell anyone who you were wanting to hear from. Is that correct?
Correct.
And here it is. You have all these loved ones stepping forward and your friend. I'm going to say this. This was such a major part of your experience today and you weren't even expecting it.
Not at all.
And I just got the chills, which is my validation that this is 100% correct. She has been with me since I woke up this morning.
Oh, my God.
That is how excited her soul was.
She would be super excited that this was happening.
Yes, she would.
And these are the things that blow my mind about what spirit is able to allow me to feel, what they show me. And why I'm good at what I do is because I say things that I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly. You made reference to my father in the suspenders.
Yeah.
Okay, so what he wore every weekend, he went fishing. And he wore a red bass suit, which was like a jumpsuit.
With like a almost like harnesses, like...
Well, he had to zip it up.
Yeah, he zipped up the middle. And I mean, it was the most god-awful, ugliest thing. My mother would be like, seriously, why does it have to be red?
it's got to be red. And literally, but this is what I love. And this is how your dad, he didn't care, right?
No, didn't
this
care.
Is how he, you would know that it's him by just this moment.
We saved his red bass suit.
We still have it.
Nobody wears it.
No. We wouldn't.
Funny.
It probably still smells like fish.
Your mother says no one would be caught dead in that thing.
I know.
That's amazing.
But those are the moments that I love because here it is, and there's something I cannot get off of your mom's, her dignity and her grace, the way she carries herself is so beautiful, authentic. It's so unbelievable. And what a beautiful, and the thing that I loved about your experience was, and you know, to do a Zoom with three people is not easy. I didn't even know who you were. I didn't even want you to tell me how you were all related. And yet we had so many souls come through and validate that even though they might not have known each other here in the physical world, they're connected on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And validating that they left all of their disabilities, struggles, ailments, whatever it may be, they did not take it with them on the other side.
Well,
knowing that they are still with us just in a different way. And I
fantastic.
Have to say, it was a very refreshing and beautiful experience.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately today we have a lot of tragedy.
Yeah.
A lot of...
Too much.
Yeah. So I hope you take this in such the beautiful and empowering way that it is to me on how beautiful and how refreshing your experience was today. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
I want to thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share my gift, but more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones.
Absolutely. Wouldn't trust anyone else but you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I mean it. Melanie from Jacksonville, Florida.
Rachel from Jacksonville, Florida.
Sarah, also from Jacksonville, Florida.
Definitely my mother and father, my grandparents, and someone that was completely a surprise to me was a friend that I had lost a couple of years ago. Well, several years ago, she came through and I had no idea that she was going to come through and thank me for something that I did for her.
And then I was looking forward to talking to my grandmother and... Yeah, she came through and let me know that she with me, and when my daughter mentions her name, who's only three and has never met her, that she's there. And that means a lot, because I always, every time I look at my daughter, I always wish that my grandmother could have been here to meet her and see her. And it validates that maybe, you know, that she is seeing her.
I don't even know that I can put it into words. I've watched, this is Melanie, of course, speaking, and I've watched her, you know, since her show started, and just was, you know, skeptical at first, years and years and years ago. But as I've watched her, read her books, attended one of her live seminars that she's had, I know that she's the real deal. And she has left me almost speechless today. I'm like, I'm in such awe. It's like I'm almost in shock because of the things that she said. She knew things about our family that there is no possible way that you'd ever be able to find them anywhere, any place, anytime. They were things that were very personal to us. So she would have had to, like, literally been a member of our family in order to know the things that she knew.
I have a painting of my grandmother's that she painted. It's a portrait of herself. I think it's hideous. It's this huge, gigantic picture of her, and no one wants it. But it's one of those, you can't get rid of it because you're like,
it's like, how can you throw your grandmother away?
Right, because it's her face. And it's ugly. It's very ugly, but it takes up like an entire wall in one of my rooms. I mean, it's huge, and I really want to get rid of it. So at least now I feel like, you know, if I do it, I'm not like throwing away my grandmother. Yeah. So, you know, there were just crazy, shocking moments like that.
We wanted to play a little trick on Teresa.
So I was hiding this. This is one of my mother's brooches. It's opal on the bottom, and this is an aquamarine stone on top. And I was hiding it under my shirt, and you can see that originally it was a brooch, and I made it into a necklace that I could wear because I'm not much of a brooch person. It was the most incredible experience that I've ever had, and we've been looking forward to this for so long. The other thing that was incredible is just how I was selected. It couldn't have been at a more perfect time. My daughter, Sarah, has been going through a lot of personal growth, and she's definitely felt my mother's presence as she's been going through this personal growth and development. We always talk about my family as though they're still with us. And Teresa, you know, said, you know, your family acknowledges the fact that you speak of them as though they're still with you. And we do. That was just something that, you know, she nailed it on so many different aspects. She literally would have to live with our family to know the things that she knew. It was absolutely fantastic. It really was. It was, the only thing that I can compare it to is the delivery of my three children. Like, it was just that miraculous. I'm just so over the moon that I was given this opportunity. You know, she's, definitely the only one that I would ever trust to have this experience with.
Well, the dog meant a lot to all of us.
The dog was very connected to everybody.
Yeah. We were all there when the dog passed away, too, like holding her.
She was a golden retriever and just absolutely incredible.
The love of our life.
Yeah. So, and I never liked dogs before this dog came around. And I'm still not a big dog lover now. But this dog was very, very special to all of us. And my mother loved that dog. So it doesn't surprise us that, you know, here it is, the anniversary of Bailey's passing. And my mother's, the anniversary of my mother's passing was just about a week ago. And so for all of this to come together right now, I mean, and I get this call like 2 days ago, you know, and here I am on a podcast with these people that I've wanted to talk to forever. Yes.
It's just a reminder that the universe is listening.
The universe is listening.
If you allow it into your life, amazing things will happen for you.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.